Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot
96.9. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Celebrity chef trial gets underway today in Boston. Kendrick Lamar has people talking as he channels Kanye, Kobe, Will Smith, and more. And it was a huge weekend for Doctor Strange. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Speaking of Drake, drunk Drake crashes Jack Harlow's interview. And Travis Scott has not learned his lesson.
Drunk Drake.
Drunk Drake.
Leroy has your sports.
The Bruins make us believers again, plus the unthinkable happens at the Kentucky Derby.
But first, jury selection gets underway today in the trial of celebrity chef Mario Batali. Batali's accused of forcibly kissing and groping a woman after taking a selfie with her at a Boston restaurant. This happened in 2017. He faces a maximum sentence of 2.5 years. Kendrick Lamar is back and has people talking. So he just dropped the Heart Part 5, a new song and video that's definitely worth the close to 5-year wait. Not only is the song great, but the video, he morphs into Will Smith, Nipsey Hussle, Kanye West, OJ, Jussie Smollett, and Kobe Bryant. But the only problem, now you can't see the video. It was like early this morning,
crazy.
You could see it. Now it's just like, this is no longer available.
Why do we think that is? Yes, Leroy.
I don't know. I'm guessing a family member or something didn't agree with one of them. That's Kobe. What I'm thinking. But I will say this. I got emotional every time I watched it. I don't care. You can point the finger. You can laugh. You can make jokes out of it. Not
sweet.
When you listen to the words and you watch the video, I'm not going to go into it because it can get a little deep. But, yeah. It's really good. He's a true artist.
Yes.
True artist.
Yes, he is. I mean, it was fine. And didn't have enough beats for me, but you know.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? What? Listen, some people like movies that are all about the cinematography and the timepieces, and some people like Marvel movies.
Yes.
I like Marvel hip-hop.
What? Marvel hip-hop.
Yeah, just give me some good beats. I don't care what he's saying.
Oh my God.
Huge weekend for Doctor Strange as it dominated the box office over the weekend. Took in $185 million, making it the second biggest opening since the pandemic began and the 11th largest ever for a U.S. movie. It also made $450 million globally, and everyone's saying it was good?
Pretty good. I do want to say South Bay AMC, you got to get it together.
Man.
Oh,
no. No, y'all got to get it together.
Really? I'm going to see a movie there in a couple weeks.
Maybe you won't be.
Wait, what's wrong with it? The movies were supposed to start.
You might be seeing a movie, but not hearing a movie.
Right. It was supposed to start at 12.
Oh, okay.
It didn't because we couldn't hear anything. And then when they fixed the audio, we couldn't see anything. And then it finally started. So I just wanted to put that out.
Jesus, goddamn, tap dancing Christ.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Wendy Williams will not be watching her replacement, Sherry Shepherd's new show, and Sherry's okay with that. In an interview with Fat Joe, Wendy says she'll be back, and in the meantime, she will not be watching Sherry's new show because she knows what she does, and, quote, that's just not my thing. Sherry was on Instagram Live, and someone asked her thoughts on that, and she said she's concerned about Wendy.
I did hear Wendy say she will not watch me on the new show, and that's okay. I understand. I'm not mad at Wendy. She's going through a lot. I would say that everybody should be praying for Wendy right now. I'm very concerned. I'm really, truly concerned about her because I don't feel like there's anybody over there protecting her.
Wasn't she at was it the Met Gala? She was at something last week.
She made a public appearance, Wendy did, and people are just concerned in general about her, just saying she's just not well.
I mean, she hasn't been well for 25 years or as long as she's been.
Well, they're saying it's getting worse as of late. Sherry's new show, by the way, will debut in the fall on Fox. Travis Scott performed for the first time since the Astroworld tragedy back in November last year. He took the stage at a nightclub in Miami about 3:30 in the morning on Sunday, did a 45-minute set, holding onto a bottle of Don Julio. He told all the strippers to rush the stage while he threw out wads of cash, yelling out, "Everybody owes me a shot." By the way, tables at the club that night going from 5,000 to 100,000. $1,000 for a table.
Jesus.
And there is nothing better than a drunk Drake. He was with his good friend, Jack Harlow, at the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Jack Harlow was being interviewed, so it was really funny. You have to see the video. It's on a Get Up Crew Facebook page. You see Drake kind of creeping in the background and, like, eavesdropping to the interview. And then, of course, you know, he was drunk, and when they tried giving him the wrap-up signal, Drake was not having it.
You know, I'm so proud of this guy, and we're drunk. He's sober. I'm drunk.
You can't give the wrap-it-up signal. What are you going to cut to?
Right.
What are you going to cut to? A shot of, like, poorly manicured grass or something.
You know what I'm going to tell him? I'm going to tell him, just hold on. We're going home.
The best part of that.
That was the interview.
The best part is when they cut away. They cut to a shot of manicured grass.
Right. By the way, Jack and Drake were at the Derby filming a video for Jack Harlow's new song featuring Drake, Churchill Downs. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, just when all hope was lost.
Just when all hope was lost.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yes, sir. The Bruins said not today. They have tied the series with the Hurricanes at 2 games apiece after yesterday's 5-2 win. And I said it before, I'll say it again. All hail the Queen, because Queen Pebbles is the reason why their fortunes have turned. She told me to change the music, and once we changed the music, Bruins changed their attitude. Nice. And became winners again. So thank you, Pebbles.
And I continue to not watch.
Hey, no. Please continue.
But I'm sorry, you got to shut it off because the Celtics got robbed.
Oh.
Yeah, the officiating was very embarrassing. The Bucks were playing football, not basketball. And the Celtics lost game 3, 103 to 101.
So they should have won that game?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's this thing called the 2-minute, the NBA puts out like a report. Mm-hmm. About the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And they basically said to us Celtics fans, my bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They admitted that they missed quite a few calls. It was bad. Anyways, moving on. At the Kentucky Derby. At the Kentucky Derby.
You should visit Kentucky.
Move no, ahead. I'm good. 80-1 long shot. No. My anxiety. 80-1 long shot. Rich Strike ran one of the most phenomenal races for the win.
What a great
name.
Yes,
if you get a chance, go watch it.
Did anybody bet on him, on a horse?
No.
I almost bet on Charge It just because I loved the name, but I didn't. And it's a good thing because I think they came in like 14.
Wait, hold on. Pause. I feel like last week we were having a conversation about sports betting.
I don't like the sports bet. I don't. But for some reason, the Kentucky Derby, I always want to bet on a horse. And I didn't. I was so close to calling our friend Happy. He was down at Foxwoods. And I was going to have him place a bet for me. But I didn't.
So when sports betting is officially official, you're going to do it. Yes, you are.
I don't know.
You just said you almost bet on a random horse because of its name.
Right. Well, the Kentucky Derby is different because you could do parlays and like the whole like.
You could do that with every sport.
What is it? First and show and all the different like first, second, third.
You could do that.
It's intriguing to me.
My boy was like, yo, the Celtics, when the Celtics played the Nets, he was like, he had like a 6-thing parlay, and it was the game where Kyrie couldn't hit any threes. He's like, the one game where Kyrie couldn't hit any threes, if he has hit me like 2 threes, I would have made like $15,000
no
or
way.
Something. Like, yeah.
Jesus, so, I know someone during football season only bets on if games will go into overtime or not.
Oh, I can't wait till sports betting is like legit. Your girl's gonna come in here.
No, I
she's gonna be dressed in a trash bag.
Oh my. Clothes all ripped apart.
Clothes. Does wearing cardboard for shoes count as clothes?
And despite WWE wrestler Sasha Banks, who reps Boston, throwing out the first pitch, and it was a very good pitch, the good vibes did not carry on into the game. The Red Sox lost to the White Sox 3-2 and are in last place in the AL East. Celtics Bucks game 4 tonight, and that's your sport.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning
on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.